Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate that you listen to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and also leave us some feedback. Rate us. Give us a review. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
John Canzano. Raw. Sourced. Fresh. From the PacWest Center in downtown Portland, built by high-caliber millwrights, this is the Bald-Faced Truth.
Nobody in the country doing the job that Dan Wetzel at Yahoo Sports is doing on this NCAA corruption case, wiretaps, it's all a mess. I want a big picture viewpoint, and we're bringing Wetzel onto the show now. What are you doing right now, Wetzel? Besides this.
Talking to you.
Yeah, but what were you doing before?
How are you, man?
What were you doing right before?
Well, Ed Will Wade resigned, so I was on the phone with somebody.
Wow.
I'm talking on the phone a lot.
Did you see that coming?
Yeah. Not that I didn't resign. I'm sorry. I got suspended.
Right.
What a misreport. Well, here's the thing. These guys have to, the prospect that they have to testify. Okay, Will Wade, Sean Miller, potentially other coaches are going to get subpoenaed to testify for the defense at the trial. Now, they're not under any criminal risk or anything like that. They're not, you know, subject, they're not being charged with anything, but they're defense witnesses at a federal trial. The defense is going to try to play as many of these tapes, and we don't know whether they're on all of them, but here's one of them. And then, because their effort is to show, hey, look, here's Christian Dawkins talking to Will Wade about recruiting and about payments and things like that. Why isn't he also, because Christian Dawkins is charged with bribing these coaches to steer players to them when he becomes, you know, when they become NBA players. Christian Dawkins is like a would-be agent at this point. Why isn't he bringing it up? So why on this tape is there no discussion of him paying the coaches? So that's kind of their defense, and just to show that there's, everybody's paying everybody, this entire thing's a circus. So if they're going to play this tape or any of these and any of the additional tapes in court, and then a coach has got to sit on the stand under oath, penalty of perjury, in federal court and say, and you're going to have a very aggressive line of questioning. This isn't a press conference. This isn't an NCAA investigator. These are multiple defense attorneys saying, what do you mean by this? What do you mean by that? What happened next? How do you answer those questions unless you are, you know, pure as the driven snow, which in college basketball doesn't exist. How do you answer these questions? Now, maybe there is. Good on you. But if there isn't, what do? You plead the fifth? Because they're putting the guys away for this stuff. Do you lie and risk it? Do you tell the truth? Go, well, you know, no, I didn't give this amount of money. I gave this, or I only meant this. Like, what do? So this is such an extraordinary situation. Never happened before. We've never seen a sitting, let alone multiple sitting Division I head coaches on a witness stand in a federal trial. So it's so unprecedented. It's like, how does a school sit there and say, well, we're going to weather this or we're going to try? I don't know. So I think I'm not surprised there's a suspension at least for LSU to sit there and go, what the heck are we dealing with here? Because this is just not what's normal.
Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports, is with us. You wrote a great column off the sentencing of Merle Code and company, the Adidas execs, and the guy involved with the kid at Louisville, Brian Bowen. What your takeaway there was? Slap on the wrist. Why do you think the sentencing was so light?
Well, I think the judge kind of said he had to give him something as a deterrent. But I think, you know, he said, look, these guys are not threats to society. I mean, James Gatto, who lives up in the Portland area, is a great family man and community guy, and just, this is not a real problem. He's lost his job. He's got enough enough things have happened that are a punishment enough. The streets are not safer because, you know, Jim Gatto is not around. The cul-de-sacs of suburban Portland are not safer. So there's that. These guys didn't make any money off this. Okay. They're used, you know, it wasn't like they embezzled millions of dollars or stole from old people's pensions or all that. Southern District of New York deals with financial security crimes, Wall Street, insider trading, terrorism, organized crime, you know, drug trafficking, murders, all of these unbelievable crimes. You see this court docket every day. You know, I don't think one of these judges are like, what the heck are we doing here? Wait, Brian Bowen Sr. got 10 grand? Oh, no. Okay. and I think we just got to where, as much as the prosecution was able to convince a jury that these schools were victims, the judge just didn't really buy it. And so, you know, you can say, well, Louisville is a victim here. Well, Louisville took $160 million in Adidas cash, and then when Adidas sent them players, nobody really asked how. There's all this plausible deniability. Nobody really wants to know what's going on. And so it's like, where's, again, you know, this is an old lady losing their pension. This isn't whatever, all the other things that go on. So I just think he sat there and said, whatever. You guys, knock it off. Basketball, stop doing this. We will put people in prison, but... You know, Jim Gatto is facing 46 to 57 months with the sentencing guideline. I think when he was originally charged, it was like 200 years they hyped up.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, right? But you know, 46 to 57, he got 9 months. He got six times, you know, 1/6 of that. And he gets to pick his prison. And he also gets to stay out on appeal. So, you know, it might be 2 years before he even goes. And if he does, it's going to be a minimum security camp in Oregon. So, you know, and Dawkins and Code were facing 30 to 37 months. They get 6 months. That's about as low as you can possibly go. So I just think that at the end of the day, the judge asked the question that all of us have been asking all along, like, why the heck is this a federal offense? Why is the FBI involved in this stuff? What is the point? And, yeah, they did it. But, you know, this is not merit putting these otherwise really good people in prison for years. It just serves nobody to do that.
Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports with us. You get LSU suspending Will Wade indefinitely after the wiretap report that you guys reported. What does this set the stage for? What's next?
Well, the next big thing would be the second trial of Dawkins and Code. They have to stand trial again. This time, the first time they were paying players to go to Adidas schools. They're involved in all of that. Now, this is about bribing assistant coaches at colleges. So, you know, assistant coach at Arizona, hey, will you help us get involved and send us players, help us get clients who play at Arizona? You know, put in a good word, maybe deliver a play or whatever, and they were paying those coaches. Arizona, Oklahoma State, I'm forgetting now, USC, somewhere else. I can't even remember anymore. But there were a few. Yeah. Auburn.
Do you think Dawkins, do you think they changed their defense strategy, or will they still lean on the, hey, everyone's doing it?
They're going to lean on, hey, everyone's doing it, and here are the tapes. And he's not on there saying, this is what I'm going to do. He's on the phone with lots of coaches, yet he's not bribing everyone, I think, is the defense. So that's why you're having the wiretaps be brought back in and why some of these coaches would have to testify. So you sit there and say, all right, and look, I don't know, but let's say you've tried to bribe they're saying you bribed the assistant basketball coach at Arizona. Well, here's 10 conversations where you're talking to the head coach. Did you ever try to bribe him? No. Did he ever try to, you know, something like that. So it's hard to prove a negative, obviously, but that's kind of their effort. But that trial is supposed to be in late April. That may get pushed back. We'll see. But that would probably be the next one where there could be some certain fireworks. I understand the public doesn't care about Christian Dawkins. They don't even know who these guys are. They don't really care about these crimes. They just want recruiting dirt. and most notably, is no recruiting dirt going to come out about my school. That's kind of the funniest thing about this has been I don't hear any fans going, well, my school doesn't involve that. They're like, hope nothing comes out about my school. Like, I think it's like we passed that spot where anyone's left going, we would never be involved in such a thing. And I actually think that's good. I think that's actually healthy that we've got to the point where there aren't white hats and black hats in college sports. You know, you and I are both close with Jerry Tarkanian, the late, great Jerry Tarkanian, and I think that's what always drove him crazy and for years has driven me crazy is like, Tark's all bad. This school is all good. And it's like, no, they're all gray hats. Now, there might be some shades of gray, but there's no angels around here. And I actually think it's a pretty good deal that fans have finally kind of come to that and just go, I hope we didn't get caught. Not, we would never do. Because you can't, if you, what was Tark's line? Like, 9 out of 10 schools are cheating. The other ones are last place. That's college basketball.
Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports with us. Before I cut you loose, we've got the headquarters of Adidas here. We've got the headquarters of Nike and Under Armour here. And I see a lot of finger pointing in those circle. You know, the Adidas people are upset that Nike hasn't been, you know, implicated or Under Armour. What do you think happens there?
Well, I think what happened with Adidas was the FBI got in on Christian Dawkins. They were tipped off by a guy who was actually up for securities fraud, an actual real crime. And he said, I'll get you college basketball. And they did this entire investigation, 3 years, undercover agents, and they infiltrated Christian Dawkins. So they got up on his phone, and that was the key. And because Christian Dawkins had some affiliation with Adidas, Adidas got hit and not Nike. And if you look at how Adidas got hit, all of their schools got hit. Their three biggest schools were, well, three of their four are, because UCLA did not, but other than that, Kansas, Louisville, then there's UCLA, and then there's NC State. UCLA did not really get involved in this for whatever reason. But the other three all got hit. They're all tied up in it. If Christian Dawkins had been linked to Nike, and his phone calls are going to the Nike headquarters, the three schools would just be three different schools. I mean, it defies belief that, only Adidas is doing it. No, they're bidding against somebody, or else the stuff would, you know, you wouldn't have to dole out. You wouldn't hear $150,000 and things like that for players. It would be much less. So I don't think Nike and Under Armour are going to get hit at all. I don't think the feds want to expand this case. And I think it's just the bad luck of Adidas. And let me give you one other part that people probably would like to hear up there. There was a lot of smoke and a lot of unanswered questions about Oregon in that first one. There was talk about an astronomical offer to Brian Bowen and a couple different things that just got left out there hanging. I don't think Oregon will come up again in this. I don't know. But my suspicion is Oregon is going to skate right past that without anyone ever finding out the answer to those questions that we have. And it will drive, it's what's driving fans crazy about this is everyone's like, well, what's, like, you can't tease us on that. What's the answer? This isn't an NCAA investigation. This isn't a newspaper investigation. This is a federal trial. The prosecutors and the defense don't care about leaving unanswered questions. They're trying to either put people in prison or keep people out. So, like, Oregon was right on the cliff of, boy, this could turn really bad, or this could turn okay, and I don't think we're ever going to find out. And so I think if you're Oregon, that's all right. That's an unanswered question. We don't want to roll that dice. But I do think that's kind of interesting. So there was a lot of it was a tense day, I think, for Oregon, but I'm not sure we will ever find out exactly what went down in the recruitment of Brian Bowen, because he probably will not be mentioned again in any of these trials. So
does the NCAA do anything from this point, or do they just say, hey, that was a federal thing, we're focused on the athletics and move on?
They say they're going to investigate everything they can as hard as they can. And I think there is a, if they don't, they literally just should close up shop. There'll be no more credibility. The problem they have, I mean, they have, it's part problem, part benefit. Anything that gets said in court in depositions that become public, in wiretaps, anything that court motions, they can use as evidence. So there are some very big things, like, you know, they have an Adidas bag man telling exactly how he paid this kid at Kansas, or this kid's mom at Kansas, or this kid's trainer, you know, dad at North Carolina State. They can use that. And they were never going to get like a TJ Gasnola bag man to sit down and do an interview for 7 hours under oath, because this is not going to happen. But there's other evidence that if it doesn't become public, the FBI and the federal prosecutors are not going to hand over, presumably. And just as a civil liberties thing, shouldn't, but you can argue that amongst yourselves. So they're going to be frustrated too, because again, this is like such a fitful start and stop operation. And you go, well, you know, you're sitting in court and you're like, can we hold on, judge? Can I ask a question? You know, I got, can we just go back on that one point? But it just doesn't work that way. And so the stuff that people care about may not come out, and the stuff that they don't care about may. And so it's sort of a weird spot we're in.
Well, you've done a great job on it, and nothing short of phenomenal. I appreciate you making time for us. I know you're busy, man.
Anytime, John. Take care, man.
All right. There's Dan Wetzel, Yahoo Sports. If you're a Duck fan, you breathe a little easier today? If you're a Pac-12 fan, are you looking at Arizona going, what could happen to Sean Miller there? We'll talk about super fans coming up, and we'll visit with one. Softy of KJR in Seattle will join us. Leave it here. Earlier in the show, I was saying that Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith did a disservice to Blazers fans by saying, you know, spitting nonsense last night, trying to promote the playoffs, right? Charles?
Put it on the board. The Portland Trail Blazers are going to the finals.
The finals.
Wow. The NBA finals.
As Blazer fans were watching the Blazers in Oklahoma City, Kenny Smith.
We are in agreement.
You know?
Yeah,
don't. You're not in agreement.
I went there.
Go ahead, Kenny.
I'm going there.
You're going there.
I'm going there.
Look, I mean, the full exchange. I should just play the full exchange. Here's the full exchange.
61-58. Really good game here between two teams with identical records. 39-25. Portland's been better since the break than Oklahoma City has. Oklahoma City 2-5. Portland 5-2. Do you have something, Kenny, that is profound that I can put on the wall? Because I know you've been hot on the Portland Trailblazers. What is it, Kenny, that you want to say that goes on the board about the Blazers?
All right, so here's the bottom line. TNT is in the event business. Okay, they're selling playoffs. They're selling enthusiasm for the playoffs, and they want Blazer fans who have been swept out of the early rounds to know that, hey, there's a reason to tune in and watch your team in the playoffs. Kenny and Charles have been sent out to sell this message.
Well, I'm going to make it so you can
put it
on the board. Because first I was saying, who's the biggest threat to the Golden State Warriors? I said, now it's the Portland Trailblazers.
Okay, so?
The biggest. But now,
so what am I putting on the board?
That it will, in the Western Conference Finals, the Portland Trailblazers will be playing the Golden State Warriors.
Okay.
I want to go further.
Let's see.
And say, in the NBA Finals, the Portland Trailblazers will be there.
Oh, stop it.
I want to go that far. Portland will be in the Western Conference Final.
Not a chance.
Yes, Western Conference Final. Are you nibbling on that bait, too?
I love how Shaq is off to the side going, not a chance. Just eating a Snickers bar. Not, you know, Charles and Kenny are pounding the drum together.
I'm still in on the Nuggets.
Oh, okay.
I'm still riding the dividend. But.
What?
Is this going to be good enough to go on the wall? No, it's not.
Hold on. Come on, man. Come on. I'm not going to disparage the Denver Nuggets. I worry about this piece. Put it on the board. The Portland Trail Blazers are going to the finals.
The finals.
Wow.
The NBA finals.
We are in agreement. We are in agreement.
You know?
Yeah, don't.
You're not in agreement.
I went there.
Go ahead, Kenny.
I'm going there.
You're going there.
I'm going there with him.
Chuck and Kenny.
The addition of Rodney Hood and Ennis Kanter, they're going to be in there.
That's the difference.
Enough.
I think it is. You know, that's enough. You know,
what is this, March 6th?
March 7th.
I love the Warriors, man. But they're the threat. Kenny. They are the
Blazers going to the finals. Yeah. All right.
Oh, let's look at, why are you at the board?
Let's look at the American Express teammates.
By the way, I don't buy any of that. I think the Rockets are the biggest threat. I think we all see them having won six in a row. But they know fans in Portland and Oklahoma City are watching. And so they're selling the NBA on TNT. All the way to the end. It reminded me of great fan reaction. Since we're talking about fans selling something, how about Softy of KJR in Seattle, who's going to join us coming up in the next segment? Do you remember what happened back in October as he was watching Oregon and Washington play in that football game? Remember the Huskies, who had that big back-to-back wins over the Oregon Ducks in the last two seasons, or the two previous seasons, including that 70-point drubbing at Autzen Stadium? Softy of KJR in Seattle watched the end of regulation as Washington lined up to try to kick a field goal. He was watching from his house, and he was periscoping or recording and broadcasting his live reaction to Washington missing that field goal.
All right, baby, here we go. Oh, man, what a week, huh? Man, I feel like shit. My head's f***ing killing me. And I don't give a damn. Let's go, Peyton. He's got this. He's going to make this kick. You and I both know he's making this kick. He is going to make this kick. Here we go, baby. Come on, Peyton. Come on, Peyton. Let's go, big boy. You got it. 38 yards. 38 yards. 38 yards.
Come on, Peyton.
Come on, Peyton. You got it, baby.
Come on, buddy.
Let's go, big boy.
Come on.
Let's go, big boy.
Shut up.
Ah, Mario's getting nervous. Come on, man.
I would have liked to have had a little more. I didn't like running the clock down at the end there. I thought maybe run one more play and try to get to 34, 35 yards. But, hey, just, all right, it's okay. 38 yards. If I would have told you before the game that we'd have a crack at a game-winning 38-yard field goal, I think you would have taken it. Didn't we ask this question before the Auburn game earlier in the year? But we said 40. Now it's 38 at Oregon, and you're talking about game seven, not game one. Look at this.
Okay, you have nervous. To stop talking. Stop talking.
Come on, baby.
Come on, baby.
The big one's upstairs. Wilkers, whatever the hell your name is. Everybody asking, why don't you have a bigger TV? The bigger TV's upstairs, okay? My niece lives with us, and that's her room now. That's why the TV's upstairs and why we're down here, for crying out loud. Stop asking me why we have a small TV. We don't. Make it. Here we go, baby. Come on, Peyton. Come on, Peyton. Come on, Peyton. Oh, Jesus Christ.
I hate this guy.
Come on, man.
I hate this guy.
Ah, shit. And he made that one just like freaking Matt Bryant missed it against it. I hate this. I hate icing the kicker. I hate the targeting rules in college football, and I hate icing the kicker on both sides. Their side, our side. I don't give a whose side. Anybody's side. Get it out of the game. Get that crap out of the game. It's driving me freaking crazy. The call on Jalen, the call on the other guy for Oregon, Carlsbad, whatever the frickin' hell his name, terrible. Ruining college football. Hate it.
Hi, honey.
Come on, baby. Come on, baby. Come on, Peyton.
Come on,
Peyton. Come on, Peyton. Come on, Peyton. Come on, Peyton. You got it. Snap, hold, like an opera. Everything's a piece, just fluid motion.
Come on, Peyton.
Come on, Peyton.
Come on, Peyton.
Come on, baby.
Come on,
come
Peyton.
Come on, Peyton. You got it.
Come
you got
on,
it, Peyton.
Peyton.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, of course he missed the kick. The Ducks go on to win the game in overtime. Softy, KJR Seattle, joins us now.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.